guys, does Thanksgiving Day get you any more juiced up, take you back to your playing days, make you want to stomp on somebody's helmet or something?
No, it's I don't get away. It's a good game for the players. I think the players get excited because it's on national TV. You get a chance for the families to, you know, to watch their son, and you know, I think that's the most exciting part of it for the players. Coaches, it's not that exciting.
Sorry about that. DJ Gomes, how has he progressed out of the season? Started, didn't, and seemed like he played pretty well.
Yeah, he did all right when he was in there. I thought he played well. He needs to step up and play at a high level the rest of the time. You know, I think this is a second opportunity for him to go out there and show what he can do, and he needs to take advantage of it.
Wasn't he showing you in that first opportunity?
Well, I thought he played extremely well in the first game, and then you know, it wasn't as good as we would have liked. Obviously, you know, the second, third, and fourth game. So this is a good opportunity for him to come back and kind of show us what he's got.
This seems to be a real Jekyll and Hyde offense, and nobody's more indicative of that maybe than Dez Bryant. Sometimes he disappears, other times he looks like he could be one of the best receivers in football.
Well, he's scary. He's a scary player, and guy caught 12 balls last week. He's got great ball skills. He can run, great run after the catch. And then this will be the first time we've played Miles in 3 years. So that's another weapon, and you get with him and Witten and the running backs and the quarterback. You know, that's a hell of a group they got.
Lorenzo and Keenan have both gotten plenty of extra time in different packages and whatnot. How much does that help if you guys don't have London available?
Well, we try to use it, whatever we have available. And, you know, Keenan is a young guy that's going to be a good football player. We're really excited about him for the future. And, you know, Zoe's a strong, steady guy that to run the defense. So we try to use our best talents as much as we can. You know, Zoe rushes some for us, and he does some cover stuff, and so can Keenan.
Jim, why do you feel like you guys were able to get home a lot more successfully against Philly than in past games?
I don't know. We just we did a bunch of different things this last time. And, you know, like you said, I thought Brandon really helped us out. And we did a bunch of different things with him to free some people up. So this is just a number of different things.
But without him then going forward, can you not do those things, or those things might not be successful because you don't have a player like him?
Well, we'll try to use the guys we got and use the talents we have. And like I said, DJ needs to step up. And if London doesn't go, then Zoe and Keenan will step up. And we'll just try to put him in the best position to make some plays. These guys, they were fired up last week. They played well, and they'll be fired up for this game.